I'm really thankful to be here with all of you this evening. Before we begin, let's collect our thoughts in a prayer. Heavenly Father, we have gathered together in this evening now to look into thy word for inspiration and truth and for meaning, Father. And we also gather this evening to lift thy name up in praises. And we pray that our efforts here this evening would be honoring to thee and would move us to a deeper understanding of thee, Father. We pray, be with us now in the remainder of this evening. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. So the theme this weekend is still God, always God, and only God. I sat for quite some time thinking about this theme and how I could use it for an inspirational evening. And it actually took me quite a while, because it's a fairly broad theme. But the Lord settled me on one verse in particular. And I believe it's the completion, in my opinion, to this theme. It's found in Psalm chapter 63, verse 1. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. You see, David shows us the condition of the world that we live in, number one. And number two, he identifies a condition that we have. The condition is that we have a thirst, a need, a hunger. And the setting that he shows us is that the world we live in is a thirsty land, a barren land, a dry land. And I believe that it is still God, always God, and only God that can fulfill the needs and the thirsts that we have and bring us through the barren land. I'd like to call up the first number, Amen's Quartet.